Beloved ones, this is a daily meditation practice on becoming our true identity, becoming our divine instrument in which we were put on this earth to fulfill the divine plan and allow our sweet earth to become her full divine potential, ascended and free humanity on an ascended and free earth in her ascended and free orbit, or divine frequency. It is a daily exercise on becoming our limitless spiritual beingness, our limitless spiritual agency, our full presence here on earth as a full God intelligence and being of great light. We represent the indivisible flowing wholeness of universal I Am, individualized in an embodiment on this sweet earth at this cosmic moment. Let us begin with the breath and relaxing the body. We breathe in as Father Mother God breathes in the great cosmic in-breath, slow and rhythmically, pausing for a moment and then releasing it in the out-breath, what Father Mother God would out-breathe as the great cosmic out-breath. We do this in a rhythmic ceremony until the body is relaxed, the breathing is natural, slower but rhythmic, not at all uneasy, just a comfortable rhythmic pace of breathing in and breathing out, but being fully aware of the power of the sacred breath. This relaxes the body until our body sinks into the meditation cushion, sinks into the chair, sinks into our prone position, oneness with whatever is holding us up. Visualize now as the hands of Father, Mother, God holding us up, sustaining us in this embodiment. And once we have a rhythmicity of the sacred breath, we turn to letting go of self. In the Tao, it is said, I am one with the way. I am empty of self. The way is filled with virtue. So let us become empty of self. We think of all the persons, places, conditions, and things in our life, and we begin to empty them, especially the ones that tug on our outer mind. It all begins to fade away, and we particularly look at the mind that may have any criticism, condemnation, and judgment about those persons, places, conditions, and things in life. And we let it go until we are empty of self in the mind. And then we empty our feelings of any imbalance or negativity about those persons, places, conditions, and things, any anger, any fear, any injustice, any unfairness, any rejection sensitivity. We let it go from our feeling world until our mind and feelings are empty. And once we are empty of self, then we know I am flame. For flame is the original sense of being. Flame is the original presence of being, directly from the flame of Father, Mother, God. This was our first birth in the highest temples of the Sun and Central Sun. And we affirm, I am empty of self, and thus I am flame. Then we focus on becoming empty of time and all the restrictions of time, no longer waiting no longer frustrated by the waiting for things to occur, but rather accepting all of the perfection that ever was in my life stream, all of the perfection that ever will be in my life stream, is right here and right now, in this eternal moment of now. So we let go of all the restrictions of time, and we affirm, I am an eternal flame. I am eternally flame. And herein is my great peace, knowing that nothing can disturb the flame, nothing can harm the flame, nothing can threaten the flame. Any feelings less than the perfection of this flame come from self, and we are already empty of self. And now empty of time, we again affirm, I am eternally flame. I am the flame of immortality. I am the flame of immortality. I am the flame of immortality. And we begin to feel in this flame the limitlessness of our spiritual self, our spiritual presence, our full spiritual agency as an anchorage of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of Father, Mother, God here on earth through this flame. And then we focus on becoming empty of space. We think of all the space within us, within every cell, atom, and electron, which is, by definition, almost all space, with a few particles. I am all of this space within me. It is as large and all-encompassing as the space all around me, out to the solar system, galaxies, and beyond. I am limitless space, I am all space, and I am beyond space. For I am an eternal flame, and now I am its infinite radiant light filling all space into its oneness consciousness, into its indivisible flowing wholeness within all the space within me and all the space around me. It is one flowing continuum. The infinite flowing wholeness of universal I Am. And again we affirm, I am an eternal flame and I am its infinite radiant light. This makes me a son of the sun. I am ascended and free as a son of the sun. I am an ascended and free, living on ascended and free earth, in her ascended and free orbit. And just as I am empty of self, I am empty of the world, all the persons, places, conditions, and things of the world, all empty of all the time associated with the world and all the restrictions of time, empty of the sense of space, all boundaries, all sense of separation. And I am the oneness consciousness of the gathering of ascended humanity. I am ascended and free. I am the gathering of ascending humanity, all together building divine self, building divine consciousness, building an eternal life in the light for all humanity, all the elemental kingdom, all of the angelic kingdom. So we may again walk and talk with the angels, elementals, ascended and free and cosmic beings. And as I am ascended and free, I realize I am the gathering of ascended humanity. I am the gathering of all the goodness in the world. I am the gathering of all ascending energies. This is a worldwide force field. And as the gathering of ascended humanity, I am in union with the royal kingdom of angels. I am in union with the royal kingdom of elemental beings. And all of this is through the visualization of the Maltese cross and the mystic ring of violet fire, which encompass our sweet earth. The Maltese cross is a cosmic force field of violet fire, focusing all its energies into its center, north, south, east, and west. And in the center is our sweet earth. This represents the cohesive power of divine love entering the earth from all spheres, all quadrants, all dimensions and realms. Then from the center where our sweet earth abides, a mystic ring of violet fire radiates outwards through the Maltese cross, representing uniting all life in her ascended state, reaching her divine potential, every aspect of life. So I am an eternal flame, and I am an infinite radiant light. I am ascended and free. I am the gathering of ascended humanity, in union with the royal kingdom of angels and elementals. All of this through the cohesive power of divine love, uniting all life in her ascended state. And this is the victory declaration of Ascended and Free Light Service. And now this reality opens up to the eye of divine liberty. And we see the eye of divine liberty opening in the spiritual atmosphere of Earth, revealing solar Christ consciousness, evolving from the sevenfold Holy Christ Self into the 12-fold solar Christ consciousness, solar Christ being. Beloved Goddess of Liberty beckons us through this eye of divine liberty into our own solar consciousness, the 12 aspects of deity, the 12 houses of the sun, now vibrate clearly within our aura as we step through the eye of divine liberty. And as we do, the star of Sanat Kumara is revealed, this beautiful golden star with a lovely pink radiance, representing the unending divine love of our sister ascended planet Venus and the great family of Kumaras, the great I Am race, knowing its victory in divine love and our sweet earth through the offices of beloved Sanat Kumara and all who strive to serve him. And now our beloved Sanat Kumara, through his star, initiates the star of spiritual freedom within humanity. So the eye of divine liberty opens, revealing the star of Sanat Kumara, which now initiates the star of spiritual freedom within all humanity. And this star of spiritual freedom is all of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional consciousness now unifying with our limitless spiritual agency, our full true identity as an eternal flame of energy, vibration, and consciousness, and its radiating light of energy, matter, and intelligence. Here I know that I am the same flame as in the home of Father, Mother, God in the great central sun. It is the same energy, vibration, and consciousness, anchored in our sweet earth so that it may radiate its infinite radiant light of energy, matter, and intelligence of co-creativity. The same energy, matter, and intelligence, the same divine light that created the universe. Let there be light, and I am that light radiating from my eternal flame, co-creating the earth that I desire, ascended and free earth in her ascended and free orbit, upon which abides her ascended and free I Am race of humanity. We pause again to acknowledge the breath, breathing in and breathing out. And now we turn our attention to becoming the divine instrument of the one, the three, the seven, the 12, and again the one. The one begins knowing that our I Am presence, our full divinity in the realms of light, projected a ray of itself into the dense world of form, anchoring there as a threefold flame. But first we simply acknowledge that I am that one ray of light from the mighty I Am presence, knowing there are limitless rays of light from our mighty I Am presence, one of which pierces into the world of form, becoming this embodiment through a physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicle, so that I may partake in daily life and bring it to its ascension in the light, eternal. In this one ray, we feel completely enveloped by the mighty I Am presence, who abides in the very same time and the very same space that I am, beyond time and beyond space that I am. Knowing that I am the miracle working presence of God in action, here on this sweet earth, in this embodiment, moment to moment to moment. And then we focus on the three. The one ray of the mighty I Am presence anchors as the threefold flame, the immortal, victorious threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power, the same flame that abides in the temples of the sun and central sun from whence we came. We are children of that light, co-creating the image and likeness of our Father, Mother, God as an eternal flame and its infinite radiant light. This threefold flame is the flame of immortality. I am an eternal flame. I am eternally flame. And this flame now becomes the seven, for this central sun flame sends out seven suns of its own, and these, of course, are our seven chakras. We begin at the base of the spine in the white fire of the ascension. For the ascension chakra at the base of the spine represents the one opportunity in this universe of ascending from a reproductive vessel within the dense world of form. This opportunity is the base of our being, the root of our being, here to make the ascension from within the world of form. Above this white fire sun is the chakra of the violet flame, a violet sun of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness, radiating those qualities throughout our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicle, bringing harmony and balance to all organ systems, meridians, cells, atoms, and electrons of our being. Above the violet fire sun is the golden sun of divine peace, the chakra at the solar plexus. And here the three lower chakras represent ascending through the violet flame into peace divine. And then we ascend up into the heart chakra, the pink rose, the home of Holy Spirit, an endless space within our upper chest area, which represents the fullness of God's love, embodied it within our eternal flame. This is the home of Holy Spirit and all the divine feeling nature that is known by the angels. Then we graduate up into the blue chakra, the power center at the throat, the voice of the great I Am, declaring the truth of let there be light. And in that light is the energy, matter, and intelligence of the divine potential of every person, place, condition, and thing. And this is what we affirm. This is what we declare. This is what we decree with the certainty of the voice of the great I Am. Then we graduate up into the Ajna center between the eyebrows, the third eye, the eye of crystal vision, seeing all aspects of truth across all dimensions, realms, and spheres of being, including the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional realms. Here is the crown of the Elohim centered, the crown of co-creativity with the Elohim, with all the gathering of ascended humanity in building divine self, building divine consciousness, building an eternal life in the light. And then we ascend into the crown chakra, the thousand petal lotus of God illumination, and the endless clear golden light of the divine mind of God. These are our seven chakras, our ascending kundalini fire along our solar spine. And once this is complete, we may then graduate into the 12 solar aspects of deity, the 12 houses of the sun of solar consciousness, and all the divine attributes of the 12 houses of the zodiac, the 12 houses of solar Christ consciousness, that takes us anywhere in the solar system, anywhere in the galaxy, in service to the light. And once we know this, then we again become the one indivisible flowing wholeness of universal I Am. For the 12 allows us to be an individualized solar Christ presence, yet simultaneously knowing the indivisible flowing wholeness of universal I Am. This is our divine instrument, now fully embodied through this meditation into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional presence within this embodiment. I am true identity. I am the divine instrument. I am now a pulsating star of spiritual freedom, knowing my full spiritual liberty to become my full spiritual agency, my full spiritual love, wisdom, and power, fully unleashed into the realm of daily life. For again I realize my flame is the same flame of Father, Mother, God in the sun and central sun. Its infinite radiant light is the same light that co-created the universe, the galaxy, the solar system, this planet, these vehicles, all the world of form in which I live. And my light now joins that light in building divine self, building divine consciousness, and building an eternal life in the light. This is becoming the star of spiritual freedom. This is becoming my full spiritual liberty. This is what I am. And I am that I am. And so it is, beloved, I am.